Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
While the leadership of Clemson fights to normalize murder, political murder, as a legitimate political point of view, that's what you're doing. If you want to keep these professors on staff, simply temporarily removing them from the classroom is not good enough. J.D. Vance goes the opposite direction. Lee, in an epic appearance on the Charlie Kirk Show, he couldn't have done a better job. And he did not hold back. He started with a Disney trip that he and his wife and children tried to take.
My wife and I decided to take our kids to Disneyland one weekend. We had fun, and to be clear, most of the guests said very nice things, or they just left us alone. But there was a loud and very cool minority that would shout at my children, who were 8, 5, and 3, whenever they got the opportunity. "You should disown your dad, you little s***," one middle-aged woman yelled at my 5-year-old. "Tell the Secret Service to protect the Constitution, not your father," screamed another. "Are these women violent? Probably not. Are they deranged? Certainly. And while our side of the aisle certainly has its crazies, it is a statistical fact that most of the lunatics in American politics today are proud members of the far left." After Charlie died, one of his friends and one of our senior White House staffers had left-leaning operatives in his neighborhood passing out leaflets telling people what he looked like and where he lived, encouraging neighbors to harass him or, God forbid, to do worse. While he was mourning his dead friend, he and his wife had to worry about the political terrorists drawing a big target on the home he shares with his young children.
What is he doing here? He's illustrating that 25% statistic I gave you earlier. 25% of those who self-identify as very liberal and 17% of those who identify as liberal, Lee, say that violence is justified in some places. And you're seeing that in that anecdote. This is not a couple of crazy Antifa loons who are off their meds. This is a widespread problem. Have you seen this video? This is from online. It's a mom, obviously a liberal mother, and she goes to her two, she's filming this. She's telling her two daughters, the point is to tell her two daughters, "I've got the most amazing news. Taylor Swift is going to marry Travis Kelce," right? And she tries to get the little girls to guess what her amazing news is. She says, "I've got the most amazing news. The best thing happened." Listen to what these little girls reflexively say, Lee. One of them looks about 6, maybe 7. The other one looks 10 or 11. Listen to this.
"I have the best news ever."
"What?" "Donald Trump died."
Second best news."
"The vice president died?"
"Okay, third best news."
"That Elon Musk died?"
"Okay, no. Nobody died. My best friend's getting married."
"Which one is it?"
"Taylor Swift." "Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got engaged."
There's something seriously wrong in that home.
Sick.
Yeah.
Sick. And I said, you know, we were talking about this as a family, and I said to my kids, I mean, you guys have grown up with me and dad, like, over the constantly having a political conversation over the tops of your heads. This is what we do. It's our passion. Have you ever once, even one time ever, heard us say, "We hope somebody died"? My kids thought about it, and they're like, "No. We want to defeat them at the ballot box."
Yes. Ballots, not bullets.
Right. But they thought about it, and they said, "No." And I said, that right there. That's the difference between them and us. And I would argue that is not an isolated case after what J.D. Vance just played us. I mean, a friend of Charlie Kirk's, who I guess is high up in the Trump administration, his neighbors are passing out flyers where he lives saying, "Harass him. He's a friend of Charlie Kirk's. Would you guys want to kill Kirk again?" And threatening violence and worse. This circulated in his neighborhood. They talked about targeting his house where he and his kids live. This is mainstream on the left. This is what we have to rip out by the roots. If we cannot defeat them, then they must be afraid of losing their jobs. This cannot, this kind of conversation cannot be socially acceptable. This is our fight right now. And it begins at Clemson. We're not going to forget. And you know what's going to happen, Lee? 6 months from now, they fired one guy and said, okay, we'll give you one. Well, we'll go keep the other two, though. We'll keep them on a payroll. We'll keep them out of the classroom for now. That is infuriating. Because they didn't say we'll never put them back. They're going to wait till this blows over and put them right back in the classroom. And the next time there's a murder of someone on the right, which is coming, they'll do it again and again and again. This is hip and hot on the left now. The next time this happens, they'll say, oh, we've got a right to advocate for killing you. Look, those two Clemson professors weren't fired. That establishes a right. You know what the left is like? The left is like my kids. If I let them stay up one night till midnight, yeah. Oh, you just can't do it because every other night after that, they want to stay up till midnight. Oh, they got to have a key for murder. I want to do it too and keep my job.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, no, you don't get to keep your job.
Well, especially when it is, your job is funded by taxpayer dollars. You know, that's what makes this really significant. When you have people that are employed by the state of South Carolina and are getting our tax dollars to behave in such a, you know, vile and irresponsible way. You know, I'm not excusing it for anybody else who works for the private sector, but, you know, when you are working for a public entity, you got to have a little discipline there, folks.
We've never had this problem on our side because we're not out there advocating for the murder of the left. No. There's no comparison. When the left says, oh, it's so unfair, they're trying to cancel us now. No, there's no comparison.
No.
Anybody who's on our side who advocates for the murder of someone on the left should be fired immediately. Gone. Especially if they're in a public position. And I say that because I want to win this thing because we are the good guys. We're the good people. We're the ones who, instead of doing $2 billion worth of damage and murdering 32 people during the summer of love, that's what Black Lives Matter and their rioters did. You know what we did? We went to church in record numbers. You know what we did? We went to prayer vigils. Mm-hmm. You know what we did? We held up signs and we prayed. That's who we are. And I don't want anybody on our side saying anything violent. And if they do, and they should be fired from their job, I want you to be disgraced and fired because I want to make it really clear who we are and who they are. No tolerance for people like that. And yet the left wants tolerance for people like that. And they're trying to say, oh, now you're trying to cancel us just like we cancel you. No, there's no comparison.
Nope.
We did not advocate for the murder of the left. No one on our side supports that. And they're trying to pretend that there's some moral equivalence here. There is none. And that's why we have to fight so hard with Clemson. Because if they can get away with this in a deep red state, it's going to become the norm everywhere. Professors teaching and advocating murder, they'll look and say, oh, they got to do it. They got to stay up past midnight. I want to do it too. That's why it's got to be defeated. And J.D. Vance was really clear about that, Lee, that look, we can't, you know, have unity with these people, as the Democrats are saying. These people who have advocated for violence. And you know what's interesting? Mark Halperin, a former New York Times reporter, did a podcast where he admitted Democrat Party hasn't really condemned this. Not the way they should. Listen to this crosstalk here, and you could see what J.D. Vance is talking about.
The Democrats can say, well, leaders haven't cheered Charlie's death, but they've not condemned in a full-throated way what many on the left have done. And they've now, the hypocrisy of Democrats in the media saying, how dare there be cancel culture? How dare there be efforts to get people fired? the hypocrisy
and
of that.
Mark, but I watched these guys, to your point, like Chuck Todd's sitting out there, we both need to take the temperature down. He has never once said a damn thing about anything when the right was being canceled for the last 8 years.
One
last thing that I'll say on this. For 8 years, actually going on 10, if you think about this shooter, he's 22 now. So think about this. Since he's been 12 years old, all that kid has heard in legacy media, in by educators. I remember my kids, when Trump was elected, they had a crying day. You could take the day off. It's a nursery school, for goodness sake. We have been told that this side and our leaders pose an existential threat. You wonder why 12-year-olds grow up and become radicalized, because they've been told that our side is horrible and bad.
So I will say, for everything Sean said was true.
That's all that kid heard for 10 years.
Yep.
And now Clemson's like, we want to protect the people who are now going to the next step, not just saying Hitler, 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 Nazi, existential threat, got to put it down, got to extinguish it. They want to protect the people who are outright celebrating murder. What, so the next 12-year-old watching this will turn 21, 22 and pick up a gun? That what you want at Clemson? Fire them now.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.